Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Yeah, nationally, we'll talk about it if it makes sense, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and looking forward to bringing you another great show, a couple of great interviews. I got a chance, wait till I tell you about this goof up right here. Anyway, Mason Hollinsworth, running back for the Winfield Academy Wolfpack, set a Cobb County record last week, single game rushing record last week, so I got a chance to catch up with him. And I got to tell you a little something about that interview, but we'll get into that shortly here. And then head coach Kevin Reach of the Monroe area Purple Hurricanes football team. Got a chance to catch up with him as well. So you hear those conversations. Also, over the weekend, shout out to DeKalb County Athletics. Got a chance to stop by and hang out for a little while at their winter sports media day. So caught up with several coaches and spoke with a few student athletes and a lot of familiar faces, a lot of new faces, things of that nature, but always a great time out that way, hanging out there. And that was really good stuff. So, yeah, looking forward to bringing you all of that. And, of course, we got our shout outs and accolades that we'll get into as well. So, again, looking forward to bringing you all of that in the next 58 minutes. Well, I guess it's 57 minutes and 40 seconds. Now, Noel, how are you? How's your week been going? And all that good stuff since we last spoke.
Pretty good, pretty good. I was able to get out to West Georgia this weekend on Saturday, did a little sideline reporting.
Nice.
They are 4-0. I was able to talk to their star running back. So that was cool to do my best Day-Day Lewis impression out there.
No, you don't want to do that. You'll be running from unwanted calls. Did you get a chance to stop at Ingles while you were out there? Shout out to Ingles, of course, bringing you Prep Sports Nation. Love the prices. Low prices, love the savings.
I definitely did pass the local one on campus because there
that's
is
what
a
I
local thought. One.
I know,
on
that's
campus.
Why I asked.
Yes,
that's why I asked. I don't hang out. I don't frequent Carrollton often, but when I do.
Okay, you come that way by the Chevrolet.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So I always come exactly where that light is right there. McDonald's is right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly where I always end up coming out at. So, good stuff. Have you caught up on Alien Earth? Probably not. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm going to give you another
week. It's still on the list. I haven't watched anything, though, if it makes you feel better.
Well, I mean, I can see why you haven't watched anything, because the Dream aren't on TV right now. Although that was a good game last night between Minnesota and Phoenix in game one last night. I don't know if you watched any of the doubleheader of the WNBA.
I'm still peeking in, even though we out.
The dream. I know, but it's still good.
It's getting interesting.
It's still some good.
The Aces took that first L, and that was a little juicy.
Yeah, well, they bounced back big last night, though. Well, they put it on. I mean, they should be blowing that team out, if we're honest.
I have zero comment after the series we just had, Day-Day.
That's true, but I will say Aces looked like championship Aces last night. I don't know if they're gonna maintain that.
Plain white tee Asia she pulled up.
Yeah. Last night they were looking like championship Aces. So we'll see how that goes. But enough about the people getting paid. This is about the high school world, man. Although there are some high school students getting paid. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Without further ado, how you looking? You ready to rock and roll over there? If you need a couple of minutes, don't worry, I got you. Because, man, I walked out the house tonight to come here. I don't know what it was like over by you where you left to come here, but it was windy as all get out when I walked out my house. Like, it was like, it felt like a storm was about to come through. And, like, I had to lower the basketball goals real quick because, you know, I'm ready to hop in the car. And then, like I said, I walked out. And, I mean, you could hear it was.
Yeah, it's coming.
And I was like, oh, whoa, what is going on?
And it makes sense that you heard it first because it's kind of coming from Kennesaw area this way, as I heard. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense to hit you first.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, because I am coming from the Mableton side. So, yeah, it was very – and our neighborhood is already kind of a windy neighborhood because it's kind of hilly. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, let me hurry up because I'm not sure what's about to go down because, yeah. It was interesting. So anyway, let's go ahead and do what we do know well and get into the prep roundup.
Let's go.
Now it's time for the prep roundup
on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, first up, a little couple of shout outs and accolades. I want to give a shout out to, we've actually given, this is like twice now, I want to say, this season, we've given this young lady some shout outs for accolades that she's reached. And that is Kale Longhorn Softball's Anna Bardeen, of course, that is our very own Knox Bardeen's oldest child and daughter. But she reached the all time career home run. She's the new home run leader there for Kale. She reached 28 career home runs last week. So congratulations to her on that achievement. I think the last one that we gave her a shout out for was something strikeout related. I can't remember. I have to go back and look at the notes. But congratulations to Anna on that. Big shout out to Carver Atlanta Panthers. Really, it's new schools at Carver. But Carver Atlanta Football head coach Darren Miles, he reached 150 career wins last week. I think we were talking about the fact that that was coming up for him last week, if I'm not mistaken. So congratulations to Coach Miles. We've had him on the show a couple of times since getting Prep Sports Nation underway. So really glad and proud that he's been able to have that accomplishment. And then another football coach reaching a major milestone is Coach Mike Muschamp over there at the mighty fighting Garrett Chapman's. Love it. He reached 200 career wins as well. So congratulations to all of them for their achievements in their careers. All right, looking back at the week, West Forsyth football is what I was checking out last week. Thursday, yeah, since I had last talked to you. West Forsyth opening up we're not opening up, but continuing with region play, taking on Denmark. Both teams entering that one at 1-0 in region play, and it would be West Forsyth picking up the win. Mason Page, wide receiver, DB for West Forsyth. Man, what a game he had! I think it was three receptions for 78 yards, I believe it was, and a touchdown. But what was real big was the fact that he had a game-sealing pick six that helped West Forsyth pick up the win. So congratulations to them. And, again, that moved West Forsyth to 2-0 in region play. They've got a bye this week. And before they get back, and matter of fact, both teams have byes this week before they get back into action. But phenomenal game. And afterwards, of course, got a chance to catch up with West Forsyth head coach Dave Svella on the guys getting the win.
Tonight's win was really important. Denmark is a really well-coached football team, and they play hard, and we knew that. we shot ourselves in the foot over and over and over again. But I told our guys I was proud of the way we still continued to play, and we kind of recovered quite a bit. I think we only punted one time tonight, but way too many penalties, just too sloppy. But we beat a good football team, and to your point, we're 2-0 in the region, and that's what we were hoping we would be at the end of tonight. So I'm satisfied with that, but we're going to have to play better.
All right, and talk about your defense tonight, because like you said, outside of the one big play that they got on the I think it was like a 50-yard touchdown, outside of that, you guys pretty much kept them bottled up throughout the night.
I thought our defense played excellent. I thought, and they've got a couple guys on that offense. Paul Mary is a super receiver, and obviously number one's a good player. LeBron, he's a really good football player, and he causes you to play on your heels sometimes. I thought our defense didn't play on their heels, and that's key against really good football players, is you can't be scared. And I thought our guys played with courage. A couple of those guys are pretty hard to defend, so I was really proud of the way our guys did on the outside especially.
All right, and like you said, your defense doesn't stay on their heels in this one. How clutch was Mason on that pick six, man?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, he had that – that one called back, and he should have. That was, that was a penalty. But he just makes a lot of plays for us on both sides of the ball, and even in the special teams. And so, I was glad to see him get that pick, and I was really glad to see him score.
All right, and again, that is head coach Dave Swella of West Forsyth. And like I said, they picked up the win over Denmark, the final in that one, 24-10. That, if you heard him talking about the penalty that Mason picked up. So Mason catches the pass, takes off along the sideline, and he hurdles. I mean, it was beautiful. But hurdles the defender into the end zone and continues on into the end zone for a touchdown. But unfortunately, hurdling, I don't know if it's nationally. Like, I don't know if it's all high school associations, but in Georgia, it's illegal. You're not allowed to hurdle a player. Which they say safety, but I don't know. Like, I've seen, and I will say, and maybe how you hurdle plays a role, because I have seen a couple of guys kind of hurdle and no penalty be called. So maybe it's the how your hurdle looks. Like, he looked like he was running the hurdles the way he hurdled this kid. So unfortunately, it would have been like a 60-yard touchdown reception, and unfortunately, it was called back. So that would have been he would have actually had two touchdown receptions on the night, and that would have put him over 100 receiving yards. But unfortunately, it was called back. But it was beautiful, man. I mean, I looked at one of the cameraman's pictures of it. It was solid. All right, that was that. Then on Saturday, as I mentioned, hung out in DeKalb County. Now, I've got a few sound bites from this, so we're only going to get into one. We're going to kind of feature DeKalb County in the next segment when we come back from the break. But I did get a chance to, like I said, catch up with several coaches and student athletes as they held their first ever winter sports media day. So it was your football teams and wrestling teams were there. I don't know if any of the swimming teams were there. I didn't see any, but I'm sure some of them were there. And then flag football teams were there. Now, flag kind of technically falls under the fall sports category part of the calendar, but because they don't start until now, like there's games this weekend, teams first official games kicking off like this week and this weekend, but because they don't start until now, they celebrated they were part of the winter sports media day out there in DeKalb County. But one of the coaches I got a chance to catch up with, and because it's Noel's alma mater, I wanted to put this one here, but Coach Nicholas Harris of the ML King Lions, got a chance to catch up with him first about, and he talked about, you know, what it was like, you know, just being a part of this first ever media day that they did for the winter sports.
First off, I'm impressed by this. This is a great display, and I'm proud that DeKalb County put this together. Years past, it's kind of been secluded to the sports only, and it's good to see all the winter sports come together, and the presentation is real nice, man. I like this. It's real good.
All right, you guys getting ready for another season. Get underway, man. As you guys have been preparing, what have you been seeing from the guys throughout the offseason that's really got you kind of excited about what the product is going to look like on the court?
This season is unique because we have about half of the guys returning and the other half is joining us from another school. So their ability to build that chemistry at an accelerated rate, right? Mm-hmm. That's been impressive to me, because it's kind of hard to ask a teenager, you know, just to kind of give up their predetermined role and take on a new role as a new person comes in. And they just the progression they've made in this time has been real impressive. So I'm most impressed by that.
All right. Building blocks from last season, man. What did you guys take away from last season coming into this season that you guys feel will be important as far as you guys being able to make the run that you want to have?
The experience. The experience. A lot of our core guys were sophomores and juniors last year. And we're in a region now, this very unique region, where we're the only DeKalb County team in it. So it's a very tough region in 4A. And we've seen what it looks like. We've seen what it looks like to be, you know, in a winning era and in a losing spot. So they're going to take that and they're going to build on it. And the outcome is going to be different. It has no choice but to be different because the work they're putting in, they understand what it takes to win those games. And that's my belief that we're going to be ready.
All right, and again, that was head coach Nicholas Harris of the ML King Lions. And what's unique about their situation, their gym is under renovation. So their first half, I think he said the first half of the season, they're playing only away games. They'll have no away games for the first half of the season. So that's going to be another, I don't want to say challenge, but just, you know, the fact that you won't have that home atmosphere, home court advantage for a while. Go ahead, Noel. You wanted to say, what did you want to say?
I was just going to say that's actually not new, not unique for that school.
Really?
When I first got there, we did not have a gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So all your games were on the road.
Well, we didn't have games yet. It was 6th, 7th, 9th, and 10th.
So yeah, you guys really were weird situation. Okay. So you got there when it was really, okay, young.
Really weird situation.
Gotcha. Yeah,
so to see them not have a gym again due to renovations is kind of tickle to me.
All right, one more before we go to break. Shamley got a chance to catch up with the head coach there, Lori Reynolds, after their volleyball game yesterday, actually. They hosted a tri match. Unfortunately, lost the first match of the day to Woodward, but then they bounced back with the win over Tri-Cities. Down year, so to speak, for Shamley. This is a team that's won 20, 30-plus wins, you know, the last few seasons, but they're young. But coach held no bars. She didn't hold back. She just straight up said, hey, we didn't play well when we got this day started.
We did not play well against Woodward, and we did not have the right mindset. And, you know, unfortunately, we are completely rebuilding this year. Right. We lost a lot of talent from last year, and so my kids are really young. And it's important that, you know, in these big, you know, tight, really good teams that we play, that we got to come out with the same mindset. So, yes, it was nice to close that out with a little win for the Spirits, but I need them to play better against the really, really difficult teams. Right. But we're coming. We're getting there.
All right, and speaking of that, because now it'll be, you know, you still got a few matches left, but then you'll get ready for the region tournament.
Yeah, region
you
tournament.
Know, what do you want them, you know, what is it you want to see them work on specifically to help y'all, you know, like you said, play better against some of these tougher teams?
Yeah, I think the energy needs to change, and the confidence needs to change. I think they need to play together and for each other more. And they're getting there. It's just a struggle with all these new kids.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I want to close out the year with them on a high note in that regard. And the skills will become, but the mindset and the energy, you know, that needs to come first.
All right, again, that was Coach Lori Reynolds, head coach of the Shamley volleyball team, as they look to get things rolling, get some momentum heading into the region tournament, and then hopefully into the state championship tournament. All right, on the other side, got to tell you about my little snazoo. Shame on me. Such a rookie move. All right, you'll hear from Mason Hollingsworth, running back for the Whitfield Academy Wolfpack, and later on in the show, head coach Kevin Reach, Monroe area Purple Hurricanes football team. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look of the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. It's so funny that you're playing this Outkast track, Noel, and I only say that because literally today I've been watching some Dungeon Family affiliated stuff. So Killer Mike has his podcast. I think it's Conversations with Killer Mike or something like that, something along those lines. And so I started watching it yesterday, and it's like an hour. The episode I was watching was like an hour, and he had Black on C-Bone on. And of course, Courtney Seals is kind of co-hosting, and I forgot the DJ's name. I apologize. But anyway, it's some very interesting stuff because I didn't know, like, I think I heard some stuff, but I didn't know there was when Dre decided that he was kind of done, that caused a lot of some tensions within, because everybody just kind of, because Outkast was kind of they were kind of, they were championing the rest of the crew. Like, everybody felt like whatever happens, and they're such a family. Like, when you listen to this, if you watch this podcast, you really get an understanding of how close-knit the members of the Dungeon family. I'm talking about all of them. All of them. They talk about who fell out with who and how they're all, everybody's cool. But I didn't realize that about when Dre decided, I ain't rapping no more, how it kind of caused a little bit of, flurry, I guess you could say, where people were kind of like, what's going to happen? And then it was interesting, man. But if you get a chance, check it out. Shout out to Killer Mike. I know he's done a lot of stuff here at the stations between here and V103, and he's been on. But it was really cool, really cool episode. Like, I watched it on my way from Flowery Branch today, watched part of it, and then watched – well, I started it last night and then watched more on the way from Flowery Branch, and then watched the rest on the way here tonight. So when you played that, it instantly made me think of, them talking about how when Dre – left the group, it was just kind of like, uh-oh.
Because that song is another one of those moments. Like, he didn't want to be on the song.
Yeah.
And then he heard the song and was like, okay, now I do want to be on the song.
Yeah.
And it's kind of why you only hear him in the capacity that you do on that song.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting history. I'm glad Atlanta has that voice now to kind of tell their story and their history for themselves.
Yeah, but I think the other biggest thing I took away was, you really get an understanding of how tight that crew
It's like a 90-foot square foot basement they was in.
Yeah.
Day-day. You had to get along. What was that one?
So good stuff. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, you're going to hear my conversation, abbreviated conversation, we'll say, because I got to tell you about that story, with Mason Hollingsworth of Whitfield Academy. So last week he set a Cobb County single-game rushing record. He rushed for 426 yards and 4 touchdowns. So after that, through 3 games, he now has nearly 900 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns. Just amazing. So got a chance to catch up with him. And he's actually a teammate of my son Carson. So it was their homecoming. And so I was there for, support a homecoming. And then he just had a phenomenal performance. So hit him up to call him. So now before we get to the conversation, let me tell you exactly what went wrong, Noel. So I record a lot of my interviews ahead of time, as you may know, and I do them on one of my my Zoom devices. Well, this morning I had another interview to record, and just habit, I hit delete all before I hit record, not realizing that I was deleting my interview with Mason because I did not pull it off of my Zoom yet. So get home, realize what I've done, freak out. I'm like, all right, there's got to be recovery device apps out there. Get a app recovery program, recover it. So I get up the Flowery Branch today and I'm listening to it like, oh, I think I got it back. No, it wasn't it quite. Yeah. So anyway, ended up having to go through, like, I literally spent like an hour and a half when I got home from Flowery, like trying to get this thing recovered. And unfortunately, and I want to apologize to Mason and the Whitfield fan base and community, because instead of a very good 5.5-6 minute interview, you're going to hear an abbreviated version of about 2 minutes, but it's still a good conversation with Mason. But I did get a chance to talk to him about, you know, the team start to the season. They're off to what I think it's a 3-1 start now after they lost their opener. And the opener, like, you know, they were playing Savannah Christian, which, if you know football here in the state, very, very phenomenal program, state champs, things of that nature. And it was a game that looked like it was going to get completely away from Whitfield, but they battled back. And I want to say they were down like maybe 25 plus at the half. They come back, they only lose the game by 10. So they battled back. He talked about the fact that, you know, that game taught them that as long as they don't quit, they can get things done. And so they've been getting it done the last few weeks, like I said, and they haven't lost since. They're 3-1, and they'll look to continue this week. I think they play Mount Perrin, I believe, this week. But again, it was a phenomenal outing last week by Mason. So here's some of the conversation I was able to recover with Mason Hollingsworth, running back for Whitfield Academy. Mason Hollingsworth joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Prep Sports Nation. So when it comes to recruiting, Mason, you know, once you make your decision, you know, like, what are kind of some of the things you're looking for in that program that you know you'll say, this is where I want to call home for the next, you know, few years of my academic and athletic career?
For me personally, I like a school that feels like home to me. So what I mean by that is just a nice community, not too big, but just a place where I feel comfortable and I feel like I can get my work done and still ball on the field. So that's a big part. And then obviously with my religion, being a Christian, I believe somewhere with a good Christian, like Christian program or something like that, just to keep my going, is that's a lot. That means important. That's a really important part for school right there.
All right, man. Well, one more before I let you go, Mason. What are the keys to success for you guys to have a run that could hopefully maybe end with you guys hosting some hardware at the end of the year when it's all said and done?
A big key for us right now is just keep working as we have been doing, not letting the success that we have right now get to our head, so that in the future we lead to more success, more wins, and hopefully be playing for a region championship against one of the best teams.
Awesome, man. Well, congratulations again on to you and your teammates. And congratulations to you, man. Phenomenal run you've had here. Any record, they said, for rushing yards in a game with that 423 this past week. So, man, phenomenal job. Congratulations to you, young man. And want to wish you and your guys nothing but success down the stretch.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should have seen. Shout out to Mason Hollingsworth, man. You should have seen, Noel, the look on my son's face when I was like, I deleted Mason's interview. He looked at me like, you goof off. Like, it's like I've never had a 15-year-old make me feel so small before. All right, more from the east side, DeKalb County, man. More from media day again. Winter sports, their first ever media day for winter sports. You heard earlier from head coach Nicholas Harris of the ML King boys basketball team, Noel's alma mater. Also got a chance to catch up with Dunwoody wrestling head coach Luke McSorley.
This is awesome. We've never had that in wrestling before, so the fact that they're recognizing us is really cool.
All right, obviously, getting ready for the season, man. What do you guys look to build off of from last season heading into this upcoming season?
Well, we have a lot of seniors on this team, so we got a lot of older guys, and that's always a plus. So we're hoping to build on our last 2 years winning the DeKalb County Tournament in our region, and we're hoping to do that again this year as well.
All right, and as you guys have been working out, getting ready, what's some of the things that you're seeing from the guys that's kind of impressed you?
A great senior group. They're a bunch of team leaders, and I'm looking forward to them leading the team this year.
All right, now again, that was Dunwoody Wrestling head coach Luke McSorley. Also in attendance, the Lithonia flag football team head coach Christopher Jones. Here's my quick catch up with him about them being a part of the media day and getting ready for their season.
Well, that's an excellent opportunity. I think this is a great opportunity for the entire county. I'm hoping that the girls are looking forward to it. I think they're excited, and it's a new adventure, and I think it's something that they can build on and look forward to the future.
All right, as you guys get ready for the season to get underway, what's kind of been impressing you with the girls as they're preparing? You know, what are you seeing from them that's standing out to you?
Their resiliency to come every day and participate and compete. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting that many young ladies to come out, but every day I've had over 30 girls come out every single day. And that's the biggest thing, to make sure that they come back and do it every single day. You know, one of the hardest things to do is mentally say that I'm going to do this every single day. And they've been doing a great job coming out, competing, and getting themselves in shape.
All right, and again, that was head coach Christopher Jones, Lithonia flag football team. And I commend all the flag. I mean, I commend all coaches, but for flag football in particular, I really commend those coaches that that get out there, because you, in a lot of instances, you're having a lot of young ladies that they're talented, athletic, all that, right? But when it comes to football, they don't necessarily know, you know, the game, so to speak, in terms of plays, you know, how to line up, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's a learning process for all of them, really, because the coaches have to understand what the rules are, because this is still a fairly new sport for high school sports here in Georgia. So I really commend the coaches, the young ladies, like Coach Jones said, putting in the work and the dedication to really want to improve themselves. All right, one more from DeKalb County Media Day. Lakeside girls basketball in attendance as well. Here's head coach Lakia Morton.
Oh, they're ready to go. They're working hard in the weight room. They're doing their individual workouts, getting their shots up. They're ready to play. They're always ready to play. I don't have to make them show up at the gym. They want to play. They want to win. They want to work. And that's what's great about being the coach of Lakeside.
All right. And again, that was head coach Lakia Morton, Lakeside girls basketball, Lakeside Vikings, not Lakeside Evans, Lakeside DeKalb County. Shout out. Anyway, all right. So shouts out to DeKalb County. A phenomenal. And it really was, like, they had one area. I know we got to go to break, but they had one area. So they had several areas for the student athletes and coaches to do their thing. And one area was like this area where they were making these really cool videos, and they had smoke machines. Like, they set it out for these programs, man. So hats off to DeKalb County, man. Phenomenal job on the first ever media day for winter sports. All right, on the other side, when we get back, one more interview to go, and that is with Coach Kevin Reach, head coach of the Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes football team, off to a 4-1 start, heading into region play this week. And again, great conversation with him. You're here, right here on the other side, Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. We'll be right back. Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation @BeanLewis_ on the X. Final segment of the show coming up in just a few minutes. My conversation with the head coach, Kevin Reach, head coach of the Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes football team. They're getting ready for big region matchup this weekend. So a great conversation with him. Before we get into that, I will let you know what I'm looking forward to getting into starting tomorrow, in fact. So all that coming up here in just a minute. So real quick, Noel, I want to give a shout out, A, to Emory University. Got a chance to PA, and I think I mentioned it last week. I got a chance to PA for volleyball last week. They've got a really good volleyball team. So shout out to my guy Corbin, who called me. You know, I'm the number two. I'm the backup. Dylan is the man. All right, I want to let that be known. Dylan Matthews, 92.9, the own Dylan Matthews. He's the man now. But whenever Dylan has other priorities that take place, you know, they call, they slide me in. I'm like the what's the commercials where they always call in the football players. To like the latest one is the mom is trying to take the picture.
DeVito.
Yeah, DeVito, get in there, Daddy, get in there. That's me. All right, but no, I had a great time checking out the Emory and volleyball team and doing PA for them. So real quick, are you an anime girl at all? Are you into anime?
Not as much as I used to be. I'm kind of like a novice now. But what's up? I can follow.
Well, I don't. So last Saturday, right? Bless my wife, man. I was so mad at my wife last Saturday. So, of course, you know, Saturday night, we had some pretty good football games on. We had the Miami, Florida, and that was the main one I wanted to see. But, you know, we had some pretty good games on, right? And so, was it Miami, Florida? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Miami, Florida. I'm trying to remember who the other night games were. But anyway, mind you, busy day for us last week. It was homecoming for my son. He had the dance. I did the decap thing. So first part of the day, I'm kind of watching football spotty off and on through my phone. Get home. I'm like, I'm going to wash my wife's car because she's going out of town. They were going on a cruise, yada, 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 right? And she was driving her car down to Florida. So I wanted to clean the car up for her and all that good stuff, right? So on the way home, when I'm on my way home, she texts me and she's like, she promised two of the boys that she was going to take them to see this Demon Slayer movie. So at first, I knew nothing about it. I'm like, Demon Slayer, this doesn't sound good. Like,
yeah,
what is
I know
this?
What Demon Slayer is.
You know
yeah.
what it is. So she promised the two middle boys she was going to take them to see this, right? So lo and behold, get home. I wash the car. Boom. Get everything done. It's literally like 7:15, just time for kickoff. I go in the basement, turn on all the TVs. She comes down. Can you please take them? I'm tired, and they want to see it together because one of the boys went with her on the cruise. The other one stayed because he still had school. And I'm like, I didn't make this promise. Why are you? No. I'm not. No. Well, no. But I just said, Noelle.
Got guilted into some Demon Slayer.
I got guilted into some Demon Slayer, and not only did I have no clue what was going on, the movie was 3 hours, Noel.
Oh, man.
Three
was it live
hours.
Action or no?
No, it was
okay,
anime.
Okay, so it was anime. Okay.
So not only do I not get to see any football, I don't get home until after 11. The only game on was the USC game, and I didn't give a dang about USC at that point. I was so mad. 3 hours of my football life taken away for Demon. What is it? Demon Slayer?
Demon Slayer.
Demon
yeah.
Pop? Whatever.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Come on, man. You made the promise. Hold it. I don't care how tired you're going to be driving to Florida. No, I'm just kidding. I did care. So, anyway.
But what about all that joy you heard in the back seat on the way home from your three
There was
hours?
No joy. They got on their devices.
Oh, yes.
I had
you
the drum up conversation. Hey, so was that a good movie? Because I don't know what's going on. And by the way, very gory.
Yeah, yeah.
For anime.
Yeah.
Very
well,
gory.
Anime
I mean, like,
gory.
In what's the one I like on Apple? I mean, on Amazon, Mr. Invincible? Is that what it
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Very Mr. Invincible type gory. So, for anime, for something animated. So.
Yeah, the gore is turned up high. They put the cheek
yeah,
on.
Yeah, man. I was like, okay. But it was just, I was so, and like I said, I don't know this stuff. So, I'm not able to, like, I can follow along on what's going on right then. But I don't know, like, the backstory of any of this. And my son was like, yeah, it's a game that we play and da da da. And I was, anyway, 3 hours of my life. I mean, I miss all the primetime games Saturday night because of Demon Slayer. And thanks to my wife and her promise. Anyway, with that being said, what I'm looking forward to once I get up out of here for the rest of the week, of course, hanging out with Dukes and Bell the rest of the week. Well, I actually won't be hanging out with them on Friday. I'll be hanging out in here. I'll be holding it down for Sam Crenshaw, the High School Scoreboard Show. So myself, Coach Chris Parker, we'll be in here Friday night, keeping you updated on everything going on with high school football here in the state of Georgia. Got some great guests. We're lining up. Tomorrow, speaking of football, I'm actually going to go head south to Jonesboro, to Jonesboro's homecoming, I should say. They'll be taking on Central. So looking forward to seeing that matchup. And then again, like I said, be in here Friday. Saturday, I am really hoping I can get my butt up Saturday and head out to see this North Cobb and Buford. I've been wanting to see Buford softball this year. They're off to phenomenal. So they're 20-0. But they're taking on, it's kind of like a, I don't want to say tournament, but it's kind of like a round robin style day of play of softball. So they'll open up the day against North Cobb at 10, and they'll take on Creekview. So I want to see them play North Cobb. Shout out to the Warriors. I've had a chance to watch them play for years now, and they've got a great program out there. But then I'm hoping, well, not hoping, then I'll leave there because I did tell DeKalb County I was coming back. Because they're having a flag football jamboree. They're having one at Adams Stadium, I believe, is where one will be. And then South DeKalb is hosting another one. So I'm going to go. Can't be at both because they're literally simultaneous. So I'll probably head to the one where South DeKalb will be. But that's going to be going on. So hopefully I can catch softball in the morning. But I'm definitely going to be catching flag football later on that afternoon. So that's kind of what I'm going to be looking forward to this weekend and, you know, everything beginning tomorrow. All right, with that being said, speaking of some football, Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes, what a season they're having so far, and they hope to continue the momentum as they enter region play this week. And I got a chance to catch up with head coach Kevin Reach, and here is my conversation with Coach. And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline now where Coach Reach is joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. And congratulations to you and the guys on the start of the season. Through these first five games, man, what stood out to you most about the guys and how they've been playing?
We played well. We kind of had a hiccup against Walnut Grove week four, but other than that, I think offensively and defensively, we've played really well, and we just need to keep that going.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that defense, man, because like you said, you've played very well. I think you've pitched three shutouts. How important has it been for you seeing them getting going this way, especially now as you get ready to open up region play this week?
Well, I went ahead and made a new hire. I got Keith Heron, who was at Norcross. He was their defense coordinator, and I went ahead and kind of got him over to Monroe Area this year, and he's made a big difference. He's been able to have these kids playing hard, and, you know, we've got some veteran kids that I think on the defensive side, we got two kids that are four-year starters, and we've kind of let them take over and be captains, and they've done a great job.
All right, spending time here on the WaveForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation. Coach Kevin Reach, head coach, Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes football, joining us here on the show. Let's talk about your run game, Coach, man. You all have really been effective in that department, especially with Mr. Jit Carr. We'll talk about him, but what a season he's having. But talk about the importance of getting the ground game established.
Yeah, we're probably a run team first. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll throw the ball probably anywhere between 12, 15 times a game, but we like to run the ball. And, yeah, it starts with Jit Carr. Jit's, you know, he's been a starter for us for the last 3 years, and he's, you know, he's kind of our workhorse. And, you know, we've got Mandela Manga and Day-Day, Deshaun Davis, and Cooper Shoemate. You know, they're all getting, you know, six, seven touches a game. But, you know, our workhorse so far has been Jit Carr.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, how are the guys, because you do guys, like you mentioned, it is a good mix of guys touching the ball for you when it comes to the run game. But talk about Jit and his leadership and how maybe some of the other guys are kind of feeding off of what they're seeing out of him.
Yeah, he's just he's kind of a dual threat for us because we can line him up at Z and bring him in motion and sometimes line him up at you know, if we had to, we can line him up at quarterback. He's got a lot of football savvy. And, you know, with our other running backs we have, Coach Hill, our offensive coordinator, has done a great job kind of mixing it up and getting it in, you know, different running backs' hands. And, you know, with having Deshaun Davis, who's around 250, kind of being a lead blocker at times and also getting the ball, you know, it's a bigger back there, you know, kind of giving them a different look, not just, you know, Jit Card, but giving Deshaun Davis an opportunity to run the ball. And he's a load. He's hard to bring down.
All right. This week you all take on East Hall, a team that's going to be looking to get things on track. And this is where really things, you know, start to count in terms of region as it's the opener for both of you. What's kind of been your message to the guys this week as you've been preparing?
Well, the Jamarcus Harrison kid, he's dynamic. I mean, last year against us, he kind of put it on his shoulders, and he was dynamic against us. He's somebody that we're going to have to corral and stop. He's going to get his big plays and his yards, but we've got to contain him. Mm-hmm. And then the Cohen kid and the Jones kid, the two receivers they have are very good players, and their running back is another one that, you know, they don't mind getting them the football, but, you know, defensively, we're going to have to corral and keep those guys in front of us. And then offensively, just kind of keep doing what we're doing and make sure that we, you know, get the ball down the field and win the kicking game. I felt like last week we kind of got our kicking game back on track. The week before, we had too many breakdowns, too many penalties, too many breakdowns. And I think we kind of cleaned that up against Hart County.
Good deal. One more before I let you go, Coach. Coach Kevin Reach joining us here, head coach, Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes football team. Coach, what's going to be key for you guys walking away with the win on Friday and, more importantly, this season having the ending you all are striving for?
Well, first of all, like I said, we've got to contain the quarterback. And mm-hmm. We just got to get back to playing Monroe Area football, you know, eliminate the penalties and just win the kicking game. But, you know, I think we got a tough region. I think it's the toughest region in AAA. I think we're all going to be kind of jockeying for position because, you know, I'm not saying it's wide open, but for the most part, you know, it's a whole new season. I try to stress to our kids, those first five games are kind of getting us prepped and ready to go for the next five. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a whole new season now. So we start game one with East Hall on Friday night. So, you know, we'll know a little bit more about where we're at as far as the region's concerned after the East Hall game. But, you know, there is no easy game, you know, when it comes to our region.
Good deal. Well, Coach, I want to thank you once again for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. I want to wish you and the guys nothing but success down the stretch of the season here. And, again, I really appreciate your time, sir.
Hey, Damien, y'all do a great job, and thank you to 92.9. Y'all do a phenomenal job.
Thank you so much, Coach. Good luck to you guys this week.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, that is head coach Kevin Reach, Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes football, getting ready for that East Hall game this week. And, man, three of their five games, Noel, they've had a team total rushing yards of 300 or more. One of them, they almost rushed for 400, and Jit himself, he's rushed for over 100 yards in four of the five games. He had 201 in their season opener. So they're like he said, man, they got a mix of guys. Like, they really do get it done on the ground. So I'm going to try to make it out there to one of their games. You know, like I was telling Coach, the challenge is, you know, with games starting at 7:30, me getting off with Dukes and Bell, and now I'll be alternating being in studio. It'll get a little tricky for me, but I'm going to try to make it happen. So that's why I've been catching a lot of Thursday games of late. So anyway, that's going to do it for this week, man. Appreciate you rocking out with us here on the show and looking forward to bringing you another great show next week. Already got some guys lined up, man. The hoop guys already like, yo, we got to talk about what's going on. So already got some guys lined up for next week, some guests that are looking forward to bringing you that interview. And, man, just love shining this light on what's going on with the high school world here in Georgia and all the student athletes, coaches, and their supporting communities. Noel, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And, again, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.